It's up the league on Talk Sport. Now, Dave Clement played for England and was a QPR legend. His son, Paul, didn't make it as a professional player, but after a spell as a PE teacher, he got into coaching, ended up assisting the likes of Hiddink and Ancelotti, and now he's gone it alone as the main man at Derby County. So how has life changed for Paul Clement?
The biggest thing is obviously the picking of the team, the selection of the tactics, the selection of the players, the management of the players day to day. You know, in my other roles, I was supporting the coach or was coaching out on the field, and then, you know, doing some other stuff around prepping for the game. But this is a much a wider, far-reaching role.
And it's your neck on the block, so that brings a pressure, I guess.
Yeah, of course. You know, the final buck really will stop with me with the football-related matters. So that does bring its pressures. Fortunately, we're doing well at the moment.
Start of the season, it was a bit of a clunky was probably a word to describe it. Was that down to a combination of things? New manager, new players, maybe a hangover from last season, players maybe just not gelling. Did you have any early concerns?
No, not at all. I think there was a lot of changes. I don't think it was anything to do with last season. I think it was to do with changing players, owner, manager. And in a couple of games, we could have easily have come out as victors. And, you know, nothing would have been said about it. But, you know, we never lost confidence, us as management staff and with the players. After that period, you know, we went on a really good run.
What would you say is the Paul Clement philosophy? What is the Paul Clement way of playing?
Well, I think it's the Derby County way now. It's, you know, it's what I've done with my backroom staff and with the players. It's been a collective effort. We try and play creative attacking football, where we build from the back, try and go through the thirds of the field if possible. We have a sound defensive structure where we try and make sure that we're hard to beat. The football is also based on having possession of the ball, and if we need to be patient, and good organisation in the set plays, and to try and be fast and effective in the periods of transition. I think that would be the summary of what we're trying to do.
Given that your dad was an England international, a QPR legend, was it almost inevitable, do you think, that you were going to go into football in some capacity? And was there a level of disappointment, perhaps, that the professional playing career didn't perhaps pan out how you might have wanted?
A little bit, because when I was young, I would have liked to have been a footballer, but I knew pretty early on that I wasn't going to be up to the level. You know, lots of other lads around my age were making much better progress, faster progress. So I went down another avenue. I'm not sure it wasn't inevitable. I loved sport, and my first career was as a PE teacher, and you know, I really enjoyed doing that. And then it was only after that that I started to get into more specialised coaching in football, centre of excellence at Chelsea, and then academies. But it's been a journey I've really enjoyed, and never really expected that it would go this way, end up like this at this point. Who knows what will happen in the next sort of 10 to 15 years. Got a very open mind to things now.
So coaching it was. Chelsea, you worked with the likes of Gus Hiddink and Carlo Ancelotti. And with those stellar players, that must have been a real buzz for you, I guess.
It was hard initially, making that step from working with young players to senior players. I was pretty uncomfortable at the start. You know, thought I was out of my depth, not sure this is really what I wanted to do. But, over time, I grew in confidence. That came from, you know, sort of standing on my own two feet in that environment, and you know, working alongside Gus Hiddink initially, and then particularly Carlo, who gave me a lot of confidence that I could contribute at that level. And then over time, and having worked with all those great players and at those great clubs, really gave me the confidence to be able to do this job on my own.
You followed Carlo Ancelotti to PSG and Real Madrid. Was embracing the foreign culture something that you always fancied, and how much did you develop as a person as well as a coach being an Englishman abroad?
Yeah, after having worked at senior level with Carlo, and then he said to me, you know, if I was to move on and have an opportunity somewhere else in another country, would you be interested? And I thought, you know, that would be a brilliant opportunity. There's not many English coaches that have gone and worked abroad, you know, either as a head coach or as an assistant. One of few, really. So, yeah, great opportunity. And it was a really good experience, both on and off the field. The different football cultures, going around the different stadiums, preparing games in Europe and in the own domestic leagues in France or Spain was excellent. And, you know, the lifestyle opportunity was great as well. New language, different food, different culture of people. So outstanding, particularly in Madrid, where the weather was so good.
Well, Gary Neville's out in Spain at the moment. How much do you think he will learn from that experience?
Oh, he'll have a massive learning curve, particularly being in the head coach's position. And that'll be hard because, you know, everything's about the communication when you're in that role. And, you know, dealing with the media, dealing with the players, dealing with ownership. So that will be difficult for him, particularly in a different language. But, you know, he has all the skills in terms of his knowledge and from his playing background as well.
So from assisting Carlo Ancelotti at PSG and Real Madrid, Paul Clement is now trying to lead Derby County back to the Premier League.
You know, so far I think it's been a good match. I'm enjoying very much working here. Excellent football club in a real football city. I'm enjoying working with Sam Rush, the CEO, every day with all everything to do with football matters, the team and recruitment, etc. So it's been great for me. And, you know, I've got a burning ambition to be successful here. And without doubt, if I, myself, with the players, us together, are able to get this team into the next division, it will be my biggest success in my career.
Certainly by championship standards, your big spenders, 20 million or so in the summer transfer window. What positives and what pressures does that bring to you as head coach here?
No, none. It's a good thing. It helps. I don't think it necessarily brings pressure. I think you're under more pressure when you have got, you know, bad pitches, poor players, not the right backroom staff, poor equipment. So that's pressure. When you've got, you know, good players and a good place to work, an excellent stadium, good fans behind you, it makes it a lot easier.
Are you expecting to invest again in January?
It's possible. You know, we're ready to if we need to. You know, at the moment, the team are doing really well. The players are improving all the time. So in both situations, whether we need to just stay with what we've got or maybe add, you know, just you know, one or two, we'll be going to be ready.
On a personal level, what does Paul Clement do to relax and get away from, you know, the day-to-day pressures? What are your non-football pleasures? And is it hard to relax?
Just at home, really. I mean, it is a very busy and demanding job, so normally switching off involves, you know, watching a movie at home, just trying to switch off from it. But, you know, it's very demanding, and but in a good way, in a positive way. It's something that I really enjoy doing, and I'm very happy here.
And is it difficult to get the work-life balance absolutely right? Is it any harder in your job, do you think, than in any other job?
I think, no, it has been. There's been a... How can I say? Sacrifices that have had to be made. That's put some strain on the family, but I think it is normal in a job of this magnitude. A lot of pressure on time, but, you know, the same across many different fields at a high level.
How far then do you look ahead as a manager or as a head coach? Do you think we could be in the Premier League next year? Do you keep an eye on what's going on in the Premier League and think we could make, if we get up, we can make a real go of it?
Try to really, first of all, bed down the details on a day-to-day basis. That's the important thing. But you have to have vision. You have to know where you want to get to. So it's really looking at the two things. Microscope at the details and the telescope looking forward into the future.